Lime, duh.
Looking good.
All right, looking good. My Zoom is probably going to crash. It's all white.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
12 sweets are swinging.
11 new days dawning.
10 Usos flying.
9 divas dancing.
8 bodies slamming.
7 Russians crashing.
6 meat hooks dropping.
And 5 dirty deeds. 4 zigzags.
3 beauties brawling.
2 stunt doubles.
And the universe of WWE.
Happy holidays from our family to yours.
Yeah. Adrenaline in my soul. Something, something, Cody Rhodes. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, everybody. We're having fun here. Oh, it's Hook, everybody. It's Hook. Oh, my God, it's Hook. Oh, my God, it's Hook. It's Hook. Oh, my God.
I just rolled out of bed.
It's Hook. Oh, my God, everybody. It's Hook.
It doesn't matter what I say.
Great song. This song's so hard to find the hook. Ironically,
the whole thing's the hook.
Yeah. Yo, this part needs to be hook center. This part of the song.
Suck it in. Right here, go.
Suck it in. Make it a spin, over us you win. And then begin to see what you're doing to me. The Sam TV is not for free. The soap is killing me. So desperately yeah. Sing the alarm. So raging pain and pain and fear itself. And I can't keep these feelings on the shelf. I tried, well, no doubt I lied. Could be friends with suicide, but I got too much pride inside your hide.
Wow, this part is better than I remember.
Yeah. New Traveler rules.
This episode will be booted off YouTube.
Yeah, demonetized.
We want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Oh, you're such a... For Tulo, everybody! It's Tulo's favorite wrestler! CM Punk, baby!
Look at my eyes! Got Newman back!
The
I know your anger.
Wait up.
I know your dreams.
Surfer stink.
I've been everything you wanna be.
Alright, everybody. We had fun, everybody. We had fun. Welcome to the
That was a great episode.
Yeah, we had a great Yeah, everybody. We're done with the episode for the day. Nice, we might as well have fun with it. Welcome. I hope everybody had a nice Christmas.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day,
on Boxing Day.
Hey, happy on Boxing Day, everybody. Yo. All right, everybody. Let's
laying all the hits on the soundboard.
I'm too.
CM Punk.
Merry Christmas. from the Punks.
Is that Phil? Right. It looks like you.
My name is Phil. His name is Phil. So.
There you go.
That is the CM
Punk.
She must
be related. It goes by first name.
The Phil. Right?
It goes by first name.
Pestapani Harmonic. Okay. Everybody, what is happening? Mary, hey, everybody, we're all reeling from Christmas. I hope everyone had a great holiday bash, a rampage holiday bash. Merry Christmas, everybody. Hope you had a nice Christmas, nice holiday heading into New Year's. And for all you had a shitty holiday, it's over. You know what I mean?
Done.
It's over. And let me tell you, the amount of people I heard who were having tough holidays this year. We talked about it on the bonus episode, but then since then, good. We got through it, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got through it. Now we're going into New Year's.
It was only tough because we live in hell and, you know, it gets hot down here.
It's dark and hell is hot is what
that's true.
Since passed DMX had said.
Rest in power.
Anyway, we're coming at you talking wrestling. Four depressed guys talking wrestling.
You're gonna have to be. You're gonna have to actually be more specific than that, I think.
This is now the comedians of depression.
There's nobody talking about wrestling is healthy mentally. I think
this podcast is well. There was the comedians of podcast, right?
Right. It was Which is the superior.
It's the superior podcast. That's Newman's brand of this podcast. If he had his druthers, this podcast would be called the Comedians of Podcast, right?
Right, right.
Then we had the Comedians of COVID, right?
Which was you.
Which was, me and Shep. Comedians of COVID. And now we're headed into, what did you just call it? Comedians of Hell.
Comedians of Depression.
Comedians of Depression.
This Comedians of Depression podcast where Santa's drinking his 1,000,000th glass of milk.
So like,
oh, that's fine.
For me, this meme would be like you take away that caption and then you label each thing of milk one of my like insecurities.
Listen,
yeah.
I got to let Dennis out of the room. One sec.
This gives me some time to figure this out.
Yeah. Okay. So
virtual pause. What the fuck is going on with my goddamn Zoom?
Well, this kind of is this also goes into the soft intro. We still haven't really.
But you know, it's been interesting. I mean, you know, the Omicron gimmick is now is now the dominant gimmick.
Right. Dominant Mysterio.
Dominant Mysterio. I mean, what can you say? I mean, it's just like, yo, here's the thing. Listen, we're having fun here, everybody. We're having fun. But I do this thing. We've talked about this. I do this thing in my life where patreon.com/comedianswrestling, by the way. Support this podcast.
I hope you got your seatbelt on. That was a fucking sharp turn.
Real.
You know, sometimes you know what they call me? They call me
the drive-by plug.
Mikey Whipwreck over here.
I'm the fucking emergency brake of podcasting, Jeez. Baby. You pull me, baby. But I do this thing, and I do that to you, and then I don't even remember my point. You know what I mean? Anyway,
you gotta say the thing is this, and then it'll come to you.
Okay, yes. Oh, yes. I forgot about the jump start of the Calverse. You see the thing is this. But then that gets me distracted looking for that sound drop, and then I forget what it is.
That doesn't do that. That doesn't do that. You do that. Right.
I'll see the thing is this.
Yeah, I know. Okay, you see the thing is this. RIP to Farley also, right? A big loss this year.
I just watched last night on Christmas, I watched Tommy Boy. Hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Very hilarious.
I do want to hear what you all watched this year. But I do a thing, to go back to it, I do a thing where I'm a bit of crawling in the dark looking for answers. I do a thing where I, folks, but I, I don't like to admit to my thing, to myself when something's bad, you know what I mean? So I just go, yeah, it's fine, everything's cool, it's fine. I don't know, some kind of defense mechanism, right? Whatever, like some kind of toxic masculinity, many would argue, you know?
Yeah.
And so I'll be like, so So I'll kind of just be like, I try to be optimistic in a way. It's kind of a positive thing. I'll be like, yo, whatever. Here's this. You know, like, here's the positives of this situation. You know what I mean? But fuck, man. I was like, Tula the other day was brought up like we did the 8-hour episodes. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I was like, yo, it does suck. It's like, yo, there are some benefits to doing this pod like over Zoom and blah, blah, blah. It makes it a lot easier in a lot of ways. And actually, we have access to more tech stuff. We don't have to run out idiots like Anosh. You know what I mean? And so, you know what I mean? So, like, I love Anosh, don't we, folks? But then it sucks we don't fucking hang. You know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, right. We used to fucking go to UCB and we would hang out. And, like, we lost that. Like, this,
it used to be
this
somebody.
Actual virus made us lose our actual building, like, our space. You know what I mean? And, like, and it's like, now we're starting to realize this shit ain't coming back, man. You know what I mean? And I'm starting to, you know what I mean? And fuck,
UCB
man,
is literally gone.
And then I go like, why am I? And in my head, I'm like, hey, why are you like sad? And you're like, yo, we lost a lot of shit, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but we tend to be, you know, if you have good spirits, you're like, I'm more fortunate than so many people. But that doesn't matter. That doesn't mean proportionately. And I'm not sad that I've lost the studio. So anyway, that being said, it's like, even with like wrestling events, it's like the last one I went to, it was kind of in my head. I was wearing wearing a mask at a wrestling show. But it used to be like you'd be packed in. It was like so cool it was packed. This time it like freaked me out when I was at GCW, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What a mind shift. Well, I was watching a movie the other day and they were in a hospital.
Shut
like
your mind.
Larry was watching Larry David was like in Kurt. He's in a hospital in Kirby. And you're like, why are they not wearing masks? You know?
Yeah.
And you're like, our media is even ignoring reality, which is another bizarre thing. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's not that bizarre.
Oh, hey. Uh-oh.
They have to construct the reality.
Booster new, baby.
Oh, my God.
That's right. Newman can't get his camera figured out.
Oh, my God.
For the
God.
Zoom.
Alex Newman Jones is here instead.
So I'm here, baby.
What were you saying about the news? What were you saying?
I'm saying the news. Look, you said it was bizarre that the news was ignoring reality, and I'm telling you that's by design, brother.
Okay, thanks for throwing the brother in just to make this a wrestling podcast. I appreciate that.
Well, of course. I mean, everything I do is for you, Dan.
Oh, okay. Now you're getting nasty.
Look.
All right. So anyway, I'm saying that you're saying that. The media doesn't put – they kind of ignore COVID. You know, even I'm watching this the Adam McKay movie yesterday or whatever. Even that didn't even talk about COVID. And that movie was like about like being cynical about America, you know?
Well, yeah, because that's a bit of predictive programming. There is actually an asteroid headed towards the Earth, and they don't want you to know about it. So they put a movie out about how the asteroid's headed towards the Earth. So you're like, oh, there's a movie about that. There's no way it could be real.
Where are you getting your data that there's an asteroid?
From the highest levels of government. I talked to all the top officials. I read all the reports.
We got no, I can't get one name.
Well, look, you know how there's like dirt sheets for global conspiracies. That's where I get them.
What are the URLs for that kind of shit?
I mean, it would blow your mind what the URLs are. I can't even say them out loud.
They're super long.
They're super long. They're in like an ancient tongue, an ancient Anunnaki tongue. so like if you say it, you'll go mad. You just have to type it in and hope for the best.
Well, can you read us one of them? Can you tell us what maybe one of the shorter ones?
Well, I mean, no, I'll spell it out. I'll give you part of it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, I'm writing this down.
All right.
All right, go.
It's literally, it's just the number one.
Okay.
Okay. Then you like you hit control.
Okay, yeah, control.
And then you hit the thing above the tab. Wait, yeah, hold on. Wait, let me start over. You got to put HTTPS. NWO.
HTTPNWO.
Yeah, sure for New World Order.
Okay.
But not the cool one, the evil one.
Phil, can we be checking this site as we go here?
Yeah, yeah.
HTTPNWO. And do you have to clarify which NWO, like the silver and black, or the red, black, the wolf pack, or is it just black, white?
It's, no, it's not the end of, it's not the cool NWO, Dan.
Oh.
So HTTPS, NWO.
Are we typing this in on the video?
Typing it in, semicolon, or full colon.
A full colon?
Full colon, not semicolon.
Okay. And I this sounds weird to clarify, but because I keep getting a colon, like the colon, the letter, not like a picture of a colon.
No, colon pal who lied about WMDs in Iraq. That colon. Yeah, oh, full colon, Dan.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're fucking confusing. I have to clarify these things. You go back on stuff.
I've never recanted a thing I've said in my entire life.
Well, I know that's also a negative about you. That's true.
All right, so full colon, forward slash, forward slash.
Right.
And that's as far as I'm willing to go. If I say the rest out loud, it's over.
What do we got? Well, what did this give us? Did this give us any clues, Newman? Phil?
Oh, shit, it is the New World Order.
The National Networks. What's the National Networks?
The National Networks is it's kind of like LinkedIn for global conspiracies and various nationalist interests, you know, like crazy bullshit and lies.
Before you go, Alex Newman Jones.
I'm not going anywhere.
Okay, well, feel free to hang out virtually, and if you want to pop in, I can't stop you because of your technology. Right. You can always
pop in. Well, you can't stop me because you're not powerful enough, but go ahead.
Yeah, but I am.
Someone you idolize.
All right. Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so I'm glad we got that. We got that figured out. So who is your wrestler of the year? Because I'm going to ask everybody here who their wrestler of the year is.
My wrestler of the year?
Alex Newman Jones, who is your wrestler of the year?
Probably that orange referee. What's his name? And I think you all know why, right? He's orange. What's his name?
The guy who got fired from NXT?
That's the guy. What's his name? The orange one.
I don't know what his name is.
The Mandarin referee. What's his
Drake
name?
Works.
Drake. Drake. That's my guy. And I think you all know why, too. Because this guy's got...
some good ideas.
This guy's got some good ideas. He's got bigger brain worms than Dune, all right? It's respectable.
The orange referee.
There he is. There's my guy. Looks like a honey-baked ham. He needs a glaze and some cloves stuck into his glistening orange skin. Serve that son of a bitch up for yesterday's dinner.
Oh, my God. What a great answer for you. A very on-game answer for you.
I'm a big wrestling fan, you know, so I go deep. Someone asks me who my favorite wrestler is, I say a referee.
Yeah, your wrestler is a referee. All right, well, that's the most wrestling thing I've ever heard in my life. So, Alex Newman Jones, feel free to pop in at any time here.
All right, I'm just going to be sitting over here eating some of his food.
Yeah, pork rinds and body up or whatever the fuck that shit's called that you take. Alpha brain, right?
Alpha brain, it's a nootropic.
Okay, anyway. All right, let's get into it, fellas. So, anyway.
Okay, just sit over there.
Oh, he's like in my apartment.
Oh, he came to your apartment. See, that's the thing about Alex Newman Jones. I don't feel like he actually has Alex Jones. I don't think he has, like, the technology that he claims to. Like, he just keeps busting into your apartment.
No,
and
I don't think he has anything
Zoom.
That he claims to.
Yeah.
A car, money.
No. You know? And can you blame him, folks? So, anyway. Well, we're gonna talk. Let's talk about Rampage. Let's talk about I think this is probably gonna be our last episode before the end of the year. Or we might do a bonus episode. I just have to figure out where everyone's at. But I want to talk about just in general. What are you guys thinking about? And I'm putting you on the spot a little bit, but I didn't make a formal list here because I thought maybe we just keep it open for conversation. But really, like, talk about a couple of the wrestlers of the year, and maybe come down to a couple a list here. You know what I mean? And yeah. I'll start. Oh my God. This is the orange ref.
Yeah, there he is.
Is that Ricky Starks?
Is he with Ricky Starks? Absolute Ricky Sinclair?
I hope not.
No.
Serious deal. I think about this year of wrestling. So to be positive, what an amazing wrestling year for AEW, right? I mean, like, we can just across the board just talk about and wrestling at large.
I gave them 5 years, they did it in three. What a great time.
They exceeded my expectations every year. They always do. In the past 3 years, they've completely changed the way we watch professional wrestling, you know. They've just taken what we used to watch, like, as a treat on an indie scene and made it into a show. They made wrestling the reality that we were always complaining that it could be. You know, even if it has problems here and there, it's not going to be like perfect. It's close enough where it has made WWE pretty obsolete for most smarky viewers, right? Like in this year, right. Which I don't think happened last year. That was this year where they really got there. Like we liked it, but it wasn't replacing WWE. This year, it's like across the board, my friends are not watching WWE. That is a massive a fucking achievement for AEW, you know? Mm-hmm. Where WWE has now been, it was always had a chore element to it because of you'd have to get through. Like a Raw would be 10% good for a 3-hour show, you know?
Right.
So you were like, fucking licking the bottle of the barrel for morsels, you know what I mean? You know, it was like you had the fucking bag where you're like, you know what I mean? And now you're like, why would I do that to myself? To the point where people are not watching guys who are doing great jobs in WWE, like a Seth Rollins, and a Big E's a champion, Becky Lynch is back, and Charlotte's still kicking it. You know what I mean? And it's still, for a lot of people, not everybody, a lot of you out there still watching WWE, and that's totally fine. I watched SmackDown this week. I put it on. Like, you know, I was like, all right, cool, I'll watch it. It was Christmas, and I was like, all right, I'll put it on. But you're not feeling I don't want to, like, torture myself to sit through all this. A show that does, like, all the same shit over and over, and it's not exciting. And that's fucking, in this weird world we live in, an amazing accomplishment for wrestling, you know? Yeah.
And not to always tie everything back to UCB, but like it must be what it feels like when, you know, back in like the early 2000s, improv is this sort of like, you know, goofy,
like Second City tour,
Second City,
like wearing like polo shirts that have a logo on it, and
right?
Shit.
Yeah. Then the UCB comes and it's like, whoa, this is so raw and weird and different and cool. And then you go and watch the other stuff again. You're like, what the fuck is this? Like, it seems like the facade just melts away, and you're like, oh, this is mostly just nonsense.
Well, here's the man. I don't know. I don't know if this is like a fucking. I'm gonna say this for you after. I don't like where this is gonna go, but anyway.
I do.
But it is the interesting thing is that most things come from, like, cool movements always kind of come in organically, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And a little grungy, you know, a little right. bit disorganized, you know what I mean? And that's kind of like what with the indie wrestling scene kind of came up in a way where it was a little unregulated and raw, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's why, like, if you go back to some clips of like KO, and you can uncover some shit where you're like, oh, these guys, this is, you know, like, this is a little far, or blah, 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 you know? But, that's like what we've kind of had here. Now, like, you have something like WWE, which is just very sterile, you know?
Right.
Well, with that being said, Roman Reigns, probably wrestler of the year. And just for the simple fact of that, is that he actually, it's interesting to how you can
that's
go about
a perfectly valid choice. Like, true. Are you saying I was going to kick it off, but let's go.
Well,
is that your choice?
Know. No, I'm just kind of
throwing
him
out. We can lock in a list together, but you're putting him in.
I'm
you're
just
not,
saying
you're,
he's,
no,
you
let's
know.
Say, do it like this. Sorry to interrupt you.
Dipping my toe in the water.
You're nominating Roman Reigns for Wrestler of the Year.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think, so we need one, and Phil, you're in on this too. You need two, what do you say? Like two amens? And, what is it?
Amens.
To put him on the list. We need two amens to put him on the list. I will obviously amen Roman Reigns as Wrestler of the Year.
Gotta give you an amen.
Wait.
His nomination.
Are we
putting him in the nomination. The nomination.
We're just approving. We're approving
the nomination that we will choose later. Because we will have a vote later. We're going to have a list of Wrestler of the Year, and then we're going to have a formal vote.
Okay, so this is just filling the list up for the vote later.
Amen. I will amen the Roman Reigns. He's on the nomination list as Roman Reigns. An incredible year for Roman Reigns. I said in the bonus pod that I think Roman Reigns solidified himself as a star this year. You know, as a matter of fact, I saw the stat, which is what this is pre-teeth. This is pre-teeth Roman.
He looks so much better with the teeth. Look at these teeth. These are not good teeth.
These are not good teeth. These are small teeth. But here's the thing about Roman.
These are dolphin teeth, folks.
These are small teeth, folks. Those look. Those are better teeth.
Way better.
I don't care what anybody says. Those are better teeth.
Okay? He looks better with a full beard too. The goatee is not ever a good look for anybody, except for Randy Orton.
Roman is has brought in a message to us about his teeth here.
It turned into an iPhone recap
memories. Let's see all the bad teeth of wrestling, folks. Let's go easy on that. This episode will not be on YouTube long. Oh, yeah, let's get it up with it.
Get it while it's hot.
The Twins Twyborg, right?
Yeah. What I chose to do.
So go. This is in memoriam for all the teeth lost.
Oh, I'm going to throw up.
Why are his teeth. Why are Brock Lesnar's teeth.
I'm going to throw up.
Our teacups. I'm going to throw up.
What's going on there?
Teacups. They're teacups. Yeah,
It's gone.
God, I feel like if he says hello, it'll whistle. It'll make a whistling sound.
Roman Reigns nominated. Roman is a star. Roman Reigns had the most.
Oh, Gangrel.
Roman had the most. Are you nominating Gangrel for wrestler of the year?
That was Nick. It's like that's the meme when Phil zooms in on Brock Lesnar's teeth, Nick, and then it's the. Oh.
I would like to shoot down Gangrel as a nomination for wrestler of the year.
No, I don't name it.
Yeah, no, shot down.
So Roman Reigns, he had the most. He gained the most Instagram followers this year. Did you see that?
No.
He gained the most Instagram followers this year of any pro wrestler. He got like 1.5 million new followers this year. It was a huge jump for
new?
Him. Yeah. And new. How many followers does he have?
1.7 million.
Yeah, so he started with zero.
No, he had to have at least a million. Yeah, somebody bring up the Social Blade data for Roman Reigns.
He has 5.6 million, yeah. So it's very possible that he gained that. I mean, he is a needle mover, folks.
20%.
Yeah. He moves by needle. Hey.
Hey, folks.
So Roman Reigns, I mean, I probably am not going to choose Roman for my wrestler of the year. I'll say that now. But yep. I will say overall, I mean, couldn't.
It's just funny. It's
very earned on the list.
I like it. It's funny because you bring up Roman Reigns, right, as a wrestler of the year after we just talked about how WWE is like not it.
Yeah, but that's one of the problems with WWE is that he's the only wrestler that feels like he matters. He literally keeps wrestling Brock Lesnar over and over and over again.
But I mean, that tracks, right? Like from my own personal experience, like there was a point towards the end there where. I'm only watching WWE for Roman, Bray, Aleister Black. They got rid of Aleister. They got rid of Bray. Roman's left. So he's the only good thing happening right now.
As a matter of fact, you know what? We should do.
And Big E too, but it's like he doesn't have anything like really important happening.
Yeah.
We should do a little bit of an in memoriam for all the wrestlers who got fired from WWE this year.
Holy shit, do we have time?
Oh my god. Yeah, let me tell you.
Budget cuts.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the budget cut memoriam.
Braun Strowman. Matt Cardona. Who else?
Oh, I think you had a list up. You're doing this off the top of your head like a psychopath.
Ruby Ryan.
Jake Atlas.
Aleister Black and the whole. What were they called? The Hit Business?
The Hit Business.
Oh, Ultimate Rusev Miro got released from it. Oh, the Iconics.
Man, no one is hotter than Billy Kay and Peyton Royce. Let me tell you something. Nobody,
so
folks.
Look at them now. Didn't take the chance. Yo,
how do you cut this guy?
I don't know.
How do you cut this guy? Oh my
god. And these women.
Oh my god.
Brody King was cool. I was hanging out. Brody King, did he sign with AEW? Everyone's saying he did, right? But I don't know if that's confirmed.
He did.
Right? He didn't show up on the show yet, though. But Brody King, I will say this. I was hanging out with Brody. I know Brody King. I've known him for a while. And hold on.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, everyone. Dan's pulling out Skylar's signature move. Name dropper.
Yeah. In the name dropper, yeah. Uh-huh.
I know. Well, uh-huh. I want to say this to be cool. I'm saying this to be cool, but also to say, when I first met Brody King, because I know him from the Zigglers, you know what I mean? He's friends with them.
Oh.
And he had never even wrestled in PWG. He was he's booked out of Van Nuys. He's an LA local wrestler. And I was at his first PWG match, which was fucking huge for him. Then I watched him wrestle at GCW. And now I see the crowd go fucking nuts for him. I've watched him like grow his shit, and it's fucking cool. Like, you know, and then I saw him at when I was at GCW. I was talking to him for a little bit, and like, you feel like this guy is, it's fucking cool to see a dude come into his own. So to be honest, I'm not saying this to be like brag or whatever. I'm saying, like, he's one of my guys. He's one of my guys, obviously. And to see, and he's fucking huge. Like, he's a big guy.
6'5". This is him. Someone, Phil, let's have some fun. This won't get us demonetized.
I'm pumped to see him.
This won't get us demonetized, Phil. Let's have some fun. Let's play some.
What is his music?
Get some God's Hate. Yeah.
That's his band. I can't play music. That's Dan's
I'm pumped to see him fucking Dan, crush that,
that's the it's the best, man. It's really great feeling. I had the same thing with Austin Theory, and then he turned out to be a piece of shit.
You couldn't wait a minute. You're surprised that Austin Theory's a piece of shit?
No, but
you couldn't.
Remember,
you couldn't
I remember,
tell because of his face.
No,
Tulo has a Life Rips tattoo on his arm. He has a Crystal Lee tattoo.
Never forget.
Tulo basically invented Matt Riddle. Okay?
It's all of Tulo's toxic traits manifest in a one person.
Yeah,
he had to purge them. He purged them from himself, and like Venom, a symbiote formed, and it became Matt Riddle.
Just waiting for Dominic Mysterio to get canceled one of these days. That's all.
That would be the best gift that you could get, though.
Yeah.
That would be like, oh my God. Anyway,
this man off my hands.
It has
please.
To be the third.
Now,
the
here's the deal. Let's get back to this list for a second. But I want to say, Skylar sent me a video of it's from a house show, and it's Ziggler holding the WWE title. I'll send it to you guys. Okay. He looks so fucking good with the. Oh my God.
There is bigger than that.
Oh my God. This the orange referee is back.
Shut
he's
up.
Trying to get nominated for. Well, is he wrestler of the show? Do I need to add him? Do you guys want to, by the way, the orange referee from NXT?
Amen.
Amen. All right, he's on the list. He's on the list.
No, I got outvoted.
All right, I'm not going to nominate him, but Ziggler looks so good when he holds the WWE title. I don't know if you guys know this. He looks fucking awesome with that title. And there's a video of him holding it, and you're like,
is the title like a tux, though? Like, everybody. Like, look sharp with it, right?
Yeah, that might be true. That's fair. But I think it's also matched with his gear, because his gear looks money. He's always ready to go. So it's like when you put it on, like, Ambrose or one of those guys who, like, underdresses, I think, like, you don't get the full effect. You know what I mean?
When was the last time you...
Wait a minute. I love the idea. I'm not making fun of you, Dan, but I love the idea Dean Ambrose, who wore... like a leather jacket and a tank top and jeans and boots, right? Is underdressed, and Ziggler, who wears just pants, is perfectly dressed.
What a great point. The less you wear, the more formal
it is.
More
formal.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
John Moxley, I would nominate for Wrestler of the Year. I would nominate
amen.
John Moxley.
Amen.
For the list of
amen.
All right. Okay.
He's all over the place.
Yeah, man.
I don't think he'll take it because of how it ended, but he deserves to be on the list in my mind. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, he gets on the list because of the boldness to jump ship, to go to AEW before it was even really the thing that it is now. Like, it's easy to see it now and be like, oh yeah, of course, but like back then, who fucking knew, right? And then he's super jacked, great with the beard. He's a bald.
His run this year was incredible. Like, he went and wrestled everyone and did everything. Like, there was no boundaries for Jon Moxley this year. Like, truly, it was fucking
beautiful to watch. Like, I think he's one of the main reasons of why the Forbidden Door is wildly successful, is because he like picked those fights with those NJPW guys. Like, we got Suzuki and those wrestlers to come over because Moxley, you know.
Now, so, I agree. I'm going to nominate someone right now, and I believe this will, I'll just spoil it for you. I think this is my pick for Wrestler of the Year. I think that there's an interesting argument to make against it, but I'm not sure what you guys are going to land. But I think that Bryan Danielson, I think if you want to talk about a year of Perez, I mean, you're all going to nominate him, obviously, right? we get the nomination.
Yeah, amen.
The American Dragon. Don't he main evented WrestleMania this year? He actually main evented WrestleMania. It's like he could have been nominated alone on his AEW run this year, you know?
Yeah.
Which was just coming in somehow at 40 years old and could have rested on his laurels of being a WWE guy forever and one of the most over guys. He was in the best shape of the whole AEW locker room somehow, right? Is coming out having the best matches in AEW, which is the you can go work great promotion, and he's 40 years old. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I he blows my fucking mind, Daniel Bryan, as a talent. Because what I love about Daniel Bryan, and I have to love this for self-preservation, you know what I mean, is that he is a true, like, hard work champion. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a guy who in my life shit just comes to me easy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, so I'll look at guys like this. These guys are like kind of like my, and I'm not saying he's not like born with a bunch of talent, but he is in pro wrestling. He is 5'8". He is a guy who, if he didn't work his ass off and didn't follow his passion and gut and like block out, wear those horse blinders, he would not be an automatic Reigns guy. Like, you know, the difference between him being in the main event versus Roman Reigns, and even, I would argue, Seth Rollins, like a guy like that. Because Seth Rollins is a pretty big guy. He's more of a Shawn Michaels build, which is a precedented build. You know what I mean? And a precedented style of talent, you know? I'll always be like, these guys will always be my personal North Star. You know what I mean? So I think Daniel Bryan's just
the ones that always got you home.
Oh, I'm not gonna find this song quick enough.
Light with here I am. Daniel Bryan is the kind of wrestler to guide me home.
I always part of the Flair Well song. So good.
I think Bryan Danielson. It's kind of cool. The reason why I think Bryan Danielson works the best is because he was in WWE. He came over to AEW. I think he like kind of
leave the memories alone. And I'm going to say the way it is. That's how it used to be. Okay, sorry.
No, like it's cool to see like what we never thought was possible. For a wrestler to now exist over the course of a year where you can main event WrestleMania and then main event like major
another
shows
any
too.
anything else
he wrestled literally. And talk about a guy who wrestled everybody, he did it too. He just did it under the AEW umbrella.
Yo,
he
Daniel didn't
really
Bryan
go anywhere else, but
like you couldn't main event WrestleMania and a Jersey Mike's before this.
Like, Daniel Bryan's also those guys who's like, he's like kind of like not even good looking, but like now is hot. You know what I mean? Like I live for these.
He crossed into he crossed into the zaddy zone.
Yeah, right. Like I kind of love. I kind of live for that transformation. Anyway, let's get more guys on the list. I got
he
more
went
about
from Twinkie goat face to zaddy.
Do a couple jumping jacks in the corner.
Oh my god!
I'll say this. Do you? So I was backstage for the first SmackDown on Fox in LA, and you know those shots like the kind of it was okay. So the you know the shots of him like doing like the like warm ups in like the back that they use sometimes he was doing that for no cameras when I was there. He was literally just doing that. That's like how he warms up. Like this guy is, he's in that category sometimes, not consistently like Suzuki or Eddie Kingston, where it's like, does he know it's fake? Like, does he know? Because sometimes.
Who? Daniel Bryan?
Daniel Bryan, yeah.
Oh, like, I think he lives. I think some of these guys are like in the zone. You know, they got the zone. Those are, the, you know what I mean? Like, I love that.
No, I mean that's a compliment. I mean that as a compliment. When I say a wrestler, when it's like Suzuki or Eddie Kingston, it's like you forget. It's like, wait,
yeah,
I don't think they know that this is fake.
Some people like shit on meta acting. They're always like, and like it happens a lot in this town. They're like, yeah, this guy like he was a nightmare. He like was in, he was like in character all day on set.
Right,
sounds fucking sick.
Yeah, sounds awesome.
I would love to do it and observe it. Like I'm both sides of that.
It's got to get annoying though.
Oh my god! But like, can't you imagine though? Like if you're filming, like people don't realize. Like people don't realize when you're filming something, it's like all the starting and stopping for an actor is so fucking hard. You're supposed to like get in this zone, and then like, everything's pressured for time. You know what I mean? And like if you're doing anything on a budget, you know what I mean? It's like you're like so nervous to be like, oh, I want to get the take I want to get. And like asking for, people don't realize actors have to like sometimes be like, I need another take of that. And then sometimes you're kind of an asshole for doing that because like time is money and everything's like union. So these union guys holding the cameras are on a time clock and you know what I mean? And so it's like, I don't know how anything ever gets filmed like with what, I don't even get it. Like I was watching the James Bond movie yesterday and I was like, I don't even know how, like there was like a car scene. I was breaking it down, but like he's like driving on like in like, you know, like all this, everything is like, thank God for Europe or these or James or like no action movies would be cool. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like,
yeah. Thank God for the Czechoslovakian countryside. Yeah, like, otherwise, Jason Bourne would have nowhere cool to
exactly.
go.
Exactly. Like, America is just like it's like 2-lane roads and it goes both ways. Like, Europe is so fucking inconvenient. And like, it's like he's driving his car down the most narrow path where the car's just scraping against a fucking perfectly curated, like, gargoyle wall.
Yeah, and then 800 year old building.
Yeah. And then it's like all of a sudden there's just a funeral procession with like, you know what I mean, like it's the like the 1700s but it's current day,
and then there's just two like guys priests, carrying like... a giant pane of glass across the street and you're like, yeah, which way,
it's
like...
Europe, it's like they're still doing that, you know what I mean, we get like, thank God for Europe, you know what I mean. That's my observation about these Bond movies. Like, if Europe didn't exist, it would just be Bond in like bumper to bumper traffic behind a Crisco truck, right, you know what I mean, like
fucking Fresno. On the fire.
Yeah. Imagine that's so much to make that. It's like Bond, Bakersfield.
It's called never. It's called like never coming back. Or like, you know, like they always have like Bond movies are always like too tough to die, or like, you know.
Yeah, it's called on the 405. Stuck on the 405. Yeah. It's like, Mr. Bond, you know, where are you? It's like, well, I'm an hour out, but like, given, you know, Google Maps in LA doesn't calculate correctly, so I'm kind of like an hour 30. It'd probably be there in like, I don't kill her yet
days.
Because I'm
Q is like, Bond, here's this device. It's called a Garmin. It will guide you based on an internally stored system of maps. It's called a Garmin.
Oh my god, this movie, the Bond movie where they're like, you know, they're trying to be like, yo, Bond doesn't just bang all the chicks anymore, you know, like, you know what I mean, like whatever.
Psych, he does.
So then like at one point he's like hanging out with this gorgeous woman, gorgeous, and then like when they're done like hanging out, he just shakes her hand and he's like, like, what is, you saw that scene, he's like, good job, he's like you were great, thank you,
that's
for
hilarious though. That's
like,
kind of, that's so funny,
it was
that's
so,
a
that was
funny
so it was so
yeah.
funny it was yeah. that moment was so, it was a perfect example of like, oh, fuck you to your expectations, because you're like, oh, they're about to kiss. He gives her just a handshake and goes, like, it was really nice to working with
How's
you.
How's your father?
She literally has like her whole body out. She's like fully naked.
That's like something in like an SNL, like Fred Armisen would like,
yeah,
like do. So here's a fun game. Think about like the names of like James Bond movies, you know, besides GoldenEye, they're always like From Russia with Love or like, The Man with the Golden Gun. They're very iconic names. My James Bond movie would be called Too High to Drive. What Tula, what would your James Bond movie be called?
Too High to Drive is such a good one.
Yeah, I know. That's why I started.
Your Bond movie is so funny.
Mine would be
too depressed to go on.
Oh, Jesus. Wait. Pause. Should we talk about this? Should we hold space? Should we hold space?
Yeah, should we hold space? Wow, that was a bit of a...
Mine would be unfortunately lived another day.
Okay. Still around.
My movie would be called... This is not going well.
Still the slick marketing. Everything's like a silhouette. They go, da, 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 da. This is not going well. And it's like a song with like Zendaya. And she's like, this is not going well.
Yes, my Bond movie opens up. It's in my apartment. And Zendaya's laying in the bed with me. And then she's just like, you know what? And she's like, you know what? This is not going well. She looks right into the lens, and then she leaves.
Straight down the barrel.
Mine would be, life is a cosmic joke, and I miss my ex. Oh, wait, no. That's your
real... Okay, sorry. So, Phil, two things, man. Like, two things.
Is that too much?
Two things. No, wait. Two things. First of all, like, I feel like it's, like, a pretty easy, like, framework, and, like, that's too long. For a title,
right? That's too long for a title. That's too long. It's also,
but also like the important stuff. It's like, should we hold space?
Yeah, should we hold space?
I'm good.
Hold on.
Mine would be.
This would be too long.
Mine would be I survived holiday depression.
No, Tulos would be. It would be the Italian with the problematic tattoo.
life rips no more.
So it would be like, it would be too high to know better. That would be your
too high to know better. My movie is Zendaya's in the bed with me, and then she looks at the lens and she goes, this is not going well. And then she leaves my apartment, and then I'm like, wait, what's going on? And then the cameras just follow her, and then my movie's over. You know what I mean? Like, it's her movie. You know what I'm saying?
The hijacker movie.
I'm like, wait, but I'm a spy. I just spent $80,000 bulletproofing my Prius. Like, what the fuck?
You still have the Prius?
I still have the Prius. Yeah, because now that's like the eco-friendly thing. Like, you don't bang the chicks, and then the car is eco-friendly. You know what I mean? Like, it's like we're flipping it on a switch.
Where's the gas tank? Oh, 007, this is a electric car. It runs on a battery. There are very hard-to-find stations scattered throughout Europe where you can charge it up. It's great.
He's like, James Bond's like, he's like, I have to go charge my car. And then it's 45 minutes of him sitting in the parking lot, like, with the Tesla plugged in. Like, that's what my brother does. Like, my brother's just like plays video games while his car is charging in parking lots. I'm like, how is this car that much more convenient?
Damn, dude. Is he vaping too? Save some pussy for the rest of us.
Hey. All right.
Can I say how much I love Brock Lesnar?
Wrestler of the Year. Do you want to nominate him?
I don't know. I don't know that I want to go that far.
I have a nomination.
But I'm.
Oh, we have a nomination.
A little hidden gem throughout the bullshit in WWE has been him and Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
Very fun.
That was very fun. I like the Canada bonding. So funny. It's so funny because Brock's not actually Canadian. You know.
Also, what we found out is that. Yeah, the more you hear Brock talk, the more dead on my joke impression of him is, because he's just a guy from Minnesota. It's just like hilarious that he's just this fucking ogre. Yeah, we're going to go fishing. Yeah. Sammy, come on, bud. Yeah.
Farmer Brock has been very funny. Well, I'm not going to nominate him for Wrestler of the Year because he didn't even draw us to actually go to SummerSlam when we had free tickets. So I was like, I can't give it to him.
I didn't even stay for the match.
Tula, who's your nominee?
Well, I will say...
You want to nominate somebody?
I will say what could be very interesting in WWE is if Sami and Roman Reigns win the titles and they link up like as a little...
That was not a nomination.
But like Sami won the gauntlet match to win for the IC title.
Do you think they go as far as to call themselves... They team up and they call themselves the Axes?
Yeah. The World Powers?
Yeah.
My nominee is... Dr. Britt Baker,
D-M-D. I'll give her that nomination.
Amen.
Yeah, amen to that. I'm not going to choose her.
incredible wrestler from the death match that she had all the way through to being champion, to putting the women's division pretty much, I mean, not solely by herself on the map, but really making that title into what it is.
It happened the best way too, like organically.
Organically.
You know, like it wasn't like, here, now this is happening. She just, she did badass things and everyone was like, yes.
Here, I got a hot take. I feel like CM Punk has made her less cool.
By associating?
Yeah. Like, it's something about him even acknowledging her. She should just be like, yo, CM Punk, stop talking about me, you old geezer. Like, that's what she should do.
Here's everything you need to know, okay, about whether or not CM Punk is cool or not, okay?
Okay.
He listens to Rancid.
Okay, but then you better not nominate Ruby Soho.
He's not cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
it's not cool. Cool man Punk. I think that's not what it stands for.
The face paint was a misfire.
You're not cool, Phil, sorry.
That was a boomer. The Sting face paint was a boomer move, I think. And that's coming from me, who is the king literally of being accused of being a boomer constantly. All right. Do you want to nominate someone, Tula? You had somebody. Oh, you just did. I'll nominate somebody. I'm going to nominate Matt Cardona. I think that Matt Cardona had one of the – to get the kind of attention and heat that he got on the indies this year, I think he deserves to be in the running here. Of this year was an exceptional year for him, I think. I mean, think easily he could have just not mattered at all getting fired from WWE, and I think he became way more relevant. I just think it's impressive as fuck. The deathmatch shit he was doing was dope.
When you zoom out with that deathmatch stuff, like,
yeah,
what a crazy story. It's like something out of a fucking movie or a video game where it's like he's this one type of guy in WWE, and then he shows up, he gets fired, he shows up in this like insane wrestling promotion and does a death match. It's almost too good to have like actually happened.
Here's the funny part. He was in AEW for a hot minute and wasn't even anything.
But it all added to the fucking like origin story of this. Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah, you also have to give him credit. You also have to give him credit for like recognizing that he wasn't going to get over an AEW and like realizing there was another way to do it.
Yeah. Yes.
So, I heard a crazy story that I don't know if it's a secret about his AEW run, but I'm not even going to say it because I just don't know if it was. It's not that big a deal, but whatever. It's not worth it. I shouldn't have mentioned it. But you know how I go. I'm all in, baby. Any other nominations?
Kenny Omega, right?
Yes.
Are you guys serious? Obviously Kenny Omega, but like
you're gonna say Alistair.
Like Malachi Black. Yeah. Are you fucking joking? Are you joking me?
I can't give Becky a nom this year because she didn't draw me in, and I'm sure she did some good shit, but I don't know if I can give it to her.
Dan
Is that
Black
crazy?
Punishing Becky Lynch for being a mother.
That's exactly what I
That's my guy.
Go fuck yourself.
That's my guy.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
There he is. That's my favorite wrestler of all time.
I. If he had this look, would you still like
Malakeo?
Him?
If he had this look, it would be tough. It would still. I still would, but I'd be like, I have a lot more notes.
What are you? There's definitely.
What about Charlotte?
We're looking over some women, is what I'm going to say. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, 100%.
We definitely are. I mean...
Well, Bianca, I think they cut Bianca's run short to have her... This is wild. Where are you finding these?
I know, really. Did you hack Zelina Vega's iCloud? Like, what the fuck is this?
I mean, Charlotte is an interesting cat this year because, WWE was what WWE was, but also... She drew a lot of really. She was really made herself like even with the Andrade shit and just all the beef she was having with the company. Yeah. She made herself kind of relevant with that stuff, and then every time she would always deliver. I don't know. Yeah. She had a really interesting, cool heel of a year. I would put her in here.
How many times in a row do we have to be like Charlotte is the best?
I know that's the problem. It's almost similar to Becky. It's like Becky obviously had an awesome year, but it's like she could do. She's got to do even better.
She
you know what I mean?
Her. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But well, I would say the women's wrestling was more about moments this year than more overall, like...
Yeah, it's like if I had to give it, it'd be like that Thunder Rosa DMD match. I would want to give that more to like Britt Baker as a talent. You know what I mean?
Look at this. Those matches. I just noticed something. Look at all of the nominees so far. All of them have gone through some sort of transformation, right? They've changed their state of being. Cardona is a perfect example of that. Moxley, perfect example of that. Roman Reigns, perfect example, a literal heel turn. Malakai is a more subtle example of that. Like, he got deeper. But, like, did Charlotte change in a way that made her relevant? Did Becky change?
Here's what I would argue. Charlotte's heel turn went from, like, full work to shoot in a weird way. Like, she seems to have a new kind of bad attitude or whatever, or, like, arguably a good attitude. She's, like, standing up for herself and how she's treated and recognizing, like, the talent level that she is, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Right. And so I think, like, Charlotte's kind of has, like, it feels like she has kind of, like, a, I don't know, she's, like, kind of recognizing her power or whatever in a way. And so I think that that is how she, that was her change to me. I feel like before this year it was, like, Charlotte's a heel because she's, like, kind of, like, in another class, so it was kind of just a work shoot in that way. But now she's kind of like, oh well, she has kind of like a bad attitude. No,
yeah.
But in a way that works. I mean, bad attitude that maybe is relevant, like for survival in that, blah, 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 you know,
for sure. I guess what I mean is like, it's just curious that all of our picks thus far have been people who have turned into some other better version of themselves. And
well, I mean, I think that speaks about wrestling completely, the landscape completely changing,
right?
You know, and they were the ones that were able to like realize that it was changing and change with it,
right?
Yeah, because like I think like
that's it, right?
I wouldn't put Miro on this list, but Miro had a great, like, Miro had a really cool year, you know. I wouldn't put him on this list per se, but it is like, and guys like KO, I kind of forget because KO kind of stayed in the same place, you know what I mean? He's been doing the same shit,
right?
Seth's been doing interesting stuff, but you know, I don't know. I guess I could put Seth on this list. I think Seth is killing it, but I would be a little bit disingenuous for me because
an honorable mention.
Yeah, because obviously it's, if he was in doing this work in AEW, he'd obviously be on the list, like no question. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're looking up. Not Cody this year. Not an amazing Cody year. Hook's more of a guy to watch. You know what I mean? I would say.
Yeah.
You know, is this, you think this is the list? We're definitely overlooking somebody.
I think so.
We have the Roman Reigns, the orange referee, Moxley, Bryan, Britt Baker, Cardona, Omega, Malakai, Charlotte. What?
Can I nominate a gimmick of a wrestler?
Yeah,
Bad Luck Corbin.
Happy,
the only good iteration of Corbin.
Happy Corbin versus Bad Luck.
Not Happy Corbin.
Bad Luck Corbin. Just so great, so great. I've never connected with a wrestler more in my life.
Yeah, go Bad Luck Corbin. Bad Luck Corbin was kind of our spirit animal this year.
Like people talk about representation, you know, like as somebody who physically. I can see myself in a lot of media and a lot of stuff. To see myself emotionally for the first time was very powerful.
That would be the name of my Bond movie, James Bond, Bad Luck Corbin.
It's Mirror Corbin.
Yeah, Mirror Corbin. He just shows you what you are.
What about Hangman?
Nah.
I wouldn't give it to him either. I wouldn't give it to me. I think he's
potential for next year.
What about MJF?
I think story wise,
I'd give him an amen. I'd give MJF an amen.
I'd give MJF an amen. I think he belongs to be on this list, no question. But he's not, definitely not the number one. All right, let's go with this list. We're obviously going to overlook somebody. You know what I mean? But
I feel like there's like a giant one that we're missing.
I got it.
Let's take a good. Oh, yeah.
Jeff Jarrett. Anyone amen him? Anyone give him an amen? He didn't have a single match.
M-E-N.
A, single M.
Single E.
Hold for time.
Did we
hold
put
for time.
CM Punk on this list?
No, because it isn't deserved.
We didn't even put CM Punk on this list, did we?
CM Punk comes back to wrestling after 7 years.
Here's the
biggest moment.
What about Darby?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. All right. Fuck all you guys. Fuck you guys.
Let's just look at the whole list and then we'll do a speed round. Look at every wrestler. Google, hey Siri, who's every wrestler?
We named all the most important ones.
I think
we're
so.
We're not forgetting anybody.
Adam Cole,
I mean, Biggie is a lot the only of person that we didn't talk about, but like he really had more of a shorter run.
Yeah. I think these are the guys. I would like to nominate the pants Seth Rollins wore on Raw last night, on Monday. Did you see these pants?
Yes.
These are maybe his best pair of pants.
Yes.
They are so fucking gorgeous. I would nominate.
The sequins were blowing my mind.
They looked so good.
Yeah.
All right. I think this list is pretty fucking good. Okay. Now, everybody, here's the list. I'm going to post this list in the chat. Okay.
Okay.
And then you guys, I want you to fight for your number one pick. We're just choosing one here. We don't need to make a whole like list here. Or maybe we'll make. Here's the list here. Okay. Actually, let's make top three list. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go first, and then you guys, you could do tweak. I'll make it, and then you guys could tweak it, and we can agree. How about this? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
My list. Top five wrestlers of the year. Okay?
Go five now. Okay.
It's time now. All right, I'm going to go.
Let's hear your top 10.
I'm going number five. I'm going to go with Britt Baker. Okay? Then I'm going to go number four. I'm debating between the orange referee. All right, Britt Baker number five. Number four, I'm gonna go with John Moxley. Okay. Number three, I'm gonna go with Kenny Omega. Number two, I'm gonna go Roman Reigns. And number one, I'm gonna go Daniel Bryan. Okay, so I'm gonna write that out and you guys can argue against it. Okay, so it's DB, two Reigns. Did I make two Reigns? Or three Reigns.
Two Reigns, yeah,
two Reigns, three Kenny.
Omega, four
Orange Referee,
and five DM Day. This is the list I went with. What do you guys, how do you guys feel about this list?
It certainly is
a list
in a row.
All right, I'm going to take that as a...
let's go, Tori!
You want Tori on the list?
Yeah.
You want Tori Wilson in the list? She was in the Royal Rumble.
She is something. The list. Oh, what about Jericho?
Jericho had kind of a weak year, I think, right?
He wouldn't crack this top five.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the biggest thing he did was spread COVID.
Holiday COVID, though, with cheer.
Right. It was the weaker one. It was the original one. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, DB wrestled Kenny. He wrestled Hangman. He wrestled in the main event in WrestleMania. Reigns wrestled in the main event of WrestleMania, and then Brock Lesnar for most of it.
I feel like these three are locked in my head, but Daniel Bryan, you could say, could go. I think these three could be shifted around, but these are the top three. You know what I mean? And then these two are debatable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The 4-5 spot are debatable. The top three to me are locked in, but someone might take Daniel Bryan out.
Are these your picks, or are we debating on this being the list?
It's just my list, but you could disagree with it.
Why don't you give us yours?
The official cow list will be a compromise between us.
Mine is, number one, Malakai Black, obviously.
No, yeah, but that's, okay. Well, my number one is obviously, all right, so my list obviously is Ultimate Warrior number one.
That's what I'm asking.
Ultimate Warrior, even from watching replays, is still the number one best
wrestler. Summit all over again.
Dude, it's not my fault.
Dude.
It's not my fault that my favorite wrestler is also the best wrestler.
Oh, so you think Malakai should be in the top five best, best of the year?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
I don't disagree with it. I guess he to me feels like next year he could be number one even next year. You know what I mean?
Okay,
I love that.
But this year doesn't crack the five for me. But I can see that.
But so that's what I'm asking.
You want to put him in the four spot?
Is this the list? That's your list, or is it our list?
Oh, I love it. No, this is my list, and this is locked in. Now, what's your list?
So then I went to give you my list, and you're like, nah.
What's your list? What's your list? And it's not your personal list. It's what list you think is correct. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Malachi Black, number one.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to do that.
Great to be back. But then I'm going to go John Moxley, number two. Reigns, three. Charlotte, four. Cardona, five.
A snub for Kenny Omega.
He played the game too long, in my opinion.
All right, that's your list officially there, right? You want to look it over to see if I got it right?
You did not get it right. The fifth one is, you wrote orange ref.
Oh, it's the orange referee?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's the one. Make him number one, baby.
All right, Tulo, what's your list? Top five.
I'd probably go.
Phil, do you want to go?
I'd probably go.
Yeah, I got a list.
I'm probably going to go Kenny 1.
Kenny Danielson,
huh? Kenny 1, Danielson 2, Reigns 3, DMD 4, Mox 5.
It's closer to my list than Newman's, which is number 5 orange referee. Phil, what's your list? Then let's get out of here because I got family in town. We gotta go.
We didn't even talk about Rampage.
We can talk Rampage on the bonus app this week.
It's Chris. It's the holidays.
Cody's the champion.
That's actually massive.
Yeah, it is massive. I wonder if my only thought is I wonder if TBS was like, we'd rather have you be the champion going into next year. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think that's probably what happened, right? Because they're always pushing his reality show and this and that. Like, and the reality show with him as a champion reads better. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Right.
And so I don't think it was him being like, I'm going to give into the heel heat. I actually bet there's a shoot element to it, like a business element. Anyway, Phil, let's get your list and let's get out of here.
I would do Kenny number 5.
Oh, you're going
Malachi
from the top.
4. Cardona 3. Reigns 2. Danielson 1.
So that's close to my list.
Yeah.
We shift around. Interesting. Good list.
In there.
Every time Dan says that's close to my list, what he's saying is that's close to the correct list.
How dare you heel off of that? All right. And honestly, the way you're talking about me, it makes me think that, like, maybe, just maybe. Maybe.
Changing my life. I'm 4 or 5 women every day of my life.
Oh, everybody. Let's. What?
Completely unmonetized this episode.
I give the number one segment of the year of Cal to the Crimea River. Roman Reigns. Yeah. Newman calling out that it is just Crimea River. What you did, I already know.
I found that problem.
Good luck singing that up, Phil.
Yeah, good luck singing that off. Yeah,
Tula doesn't realize that there's a delay and he's singing offbeat.
Yeah. I know. It's okay. All right, everybody. Hey, everybody. We'll have a bonus episode because we got a little time. We'll eke one out this week. We'll talk more Rampage and shit like that. But everybody, I'm gonna be in Hawaii. So we're gonna have off the first week of January. Unless we'll talk about it. Maybe an episode will pop up. Well, if it's off, we'll come back the second week of January. But everybody, Happy New Year. Hope you guys are happier than these guys.
Likely.
Probably.
Definitely.
And everybody, would you guys like to say something to the Calverse, everybody?
Go fuck yourself.
Heal a year. Alex Newman. Heal the year. Tulo, would you like to get a message out there to the @Tiptoe with Tuloians?
Yeah, go see my movie, Tiptoe with Tulo. Lives to see another day.
Oh, yes. Yes. He's driving through Long Island. He's on the LIE. It's just a whole movie of him trying to just get off of the exit ramp.
That is the name of your Bond movie, Tulo. It's Lives. What was it again? What did you just say? What was it? Lives Another Day?
Lives to See Another Day.
Lives to See Yet Another Day.
Yeah.
Here's to 2022, baby. Everybody, keep watching wrestling. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy holidays. Blah, blah, blah. Happy New Year. And everybody, keep watching wrestling. Kisses. Cheers up.